AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross says dozens of his officers are being investigated for what they allegedly posted on social media.
At this point, 72 officers have been placed in administrative duty status as a result of the initial investigation.
His actions follow a national group's allegations of racist and anti-Muslim posts by officers in at least five states. The group spent some 2 years scouring public Facebook pages of officers from Arizona to Florida. Hope Hicks spent some 8 hours in a private interview with the House Judiciary Committee today. California Democrat Ted Lieu says President Trump's former communications director didn't answer questions about her time in the White House.
Even something as simple as, where is your office located? Objection. It's ridiculous. There's no such thing known as absolute immunity.
Committee Chairman, New York Democrat Gerald Nadler calls the immunity claims ridiculous and they intend to destroy it in court. A House subcommittee hears from supporters and opponents of reparations for descendants of slaves. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is the sponsor of the bill.
It is only this group that can singularly claim to have been slaves under the auspices, the institution, and leadership of the United States government.
Arthur Coleman Hughes says the idea addresses the wrong needs.
Black people don't need another apology. We need safer neighborhoods and better schools. We need a less punitive criminal justice system. We need affordable health care. And none of these things can be achieved through reparations for slavery.
Mexico Senate ratifies new free trade agreement with the United States and Canada, making it the first of the three countries to gain that approval. This is AP Radio News. A new poll finds a majority of those questioned are concerned about possibly foreign interference in the 2020 election.
Democrats are more likely to express the highest level of concern, but both parties have at least some concerns. Overall, half of Americans say they're extremely or very concerned about foreign interference in the form of altered election results, even though hackers would face challenges at polling places. About half of those polled are very concerned about the possibility of foreign governments influencing political candidates or affecting voters' perceptions of candidates. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Maine's legislature passes a bill that would drop the state's presidential caucuses for primaries that would allow voters to rank candidates. The state Senate approved funding the bill, which had already passed the House. It now heads to Democratic Governor Janet Mills, who has not yet taken a position on the issue. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.